that is evident from the commentary was that we cannot be totally silent, but at the same time that we should very carefully try to avoid language which would in any way endorse either the view that this is an organization enjoys international legal personality, or adopt something that could be interpreted as the opposite view. And that is the background of the current text suggested for footnote 74 at the very end. In regard to the proposal that was now made, I understood that the original idea, and that why it was proposed as paragraph 5 bis, or in the context of what we are discussing, established by a treaty or other instrument governed by international law, was the suggestion that was now partly withdrawn, that the reference to treaty or other instrument governed by international law might not preclude, that was I think the original suggestion, that certain entities established by non-legally binding instruments could be covered. That is something which of course would require probably a lot of additional thinking and discussion. I see that the suggestion that is on the table right now would just state that it doesn't resolve questions related to the international legal personality and status of certain entities, such as the OSCE. And I wonder whether with this reduced ambit, it adds anything to what we have in footnote 74, because there reference is made to the controversy concerning the international legal personality of the OSCE. I wonder whether one solution, and of course I'm a bit disappointed because I found all the correct quotations and sites for the Helsinki Final Act and the Charter of Paris and things like that. But maybe the best way out would to enrich footnote 74, not only referring to international legal personality, but also the status, so as to incorporate part of the text proposed here. And I presume that would send a very similar message and contain the gist of what we have here. I see there is a different emphasis. Here we would be just saying that something contained in the guidelines is not intended to resolve something. The emphasis in footnote 74 is on the controversy about the international legal personality. However, my approach was a rather cautious one. We shouldn't ignore that there is controversy, but we should probably also try to refrain from saying too much in either direction concerning this controversy. So I was wondering whether it might be acceptable for those who have proposed the language that in footnote 74, in addition to the reference to international legal personality, maybe one to the status should be included.
Thank you very much to the Special Rapporteur for this useful explanation, and also for having done the preparatory work that might not be used, maybe, but that's that comes with the job. So the proposal of the Rapporteur would be not to have this additional paragraph 5 bis and we would